From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new White House assessment bluntly criticizes Pakistan's efforts to rein in militants in the area along the border with Afghanistan. The report says Pakistan's government and military have been unwilling to take action against Al-Qaeda or Taliban forces in that region. The assessment, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, also raises questions about the U.S.-led coalition's progress in battling the Taliban. The assessment comes at a time of tension between the U.S. and Pakistan after a NATO airstrike last week that killed three Pakistani soldiers. Insurgents in Pakistan have set fire to about two dozen more tanker trucks carrying fuel and other supplies to U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports it's the sixth such attack in the past week since Pakistan closed a key border crossing.
Gunmen killed one truck driver and then set fire to a row of fuel tankers. The trucks were lined up in the parking lot of a hotel on the fringes of Quetta, capital of southwest Balochistan province. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. The Tehrik-i-Taliban group has claimed responsibility for previous attacks. The trucks were headed for Chaman, one of two Pakistani border crossings into Afghanistan. Pakistani officials say that now that NATO has apologized for cross-border helicopter raids, the other border crossing, which was closed last week, may be reopened soon. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.
This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to one American and two Japanese researchers for developing what was called one of the most sophisticated tools available to chemists today. NPR science correspondent Joe Palka joins us now. Joe, can you tell us more about these researchers and their work?
Well, the researchers are Richard Heck, retired from the University of Delaware. He's the American. Eiichi Nagishi, who's at Purdue University. He's one of the two Japanese. And Akira Suzuki, who's currently working at Hokkaido University in Sapporo, Japan. And what they were awarded the prize for is something called palladium-catalyzed cross-couplings in organic synthesis. But what that basically means is that they figured out how to use the metal palladium to catalyze, to speed up very complicated reactions so carbon molecules stick together in interesting ways.
So how is this research actually being used?
Well, it's being used for everything for synthesizing cancer drugs, compounds that are found in nature that have anti-cancer properties, to the electronics industry, light-emitting diodes that could be used in computer screens.
Thanks, Joe. NPR's Joe Palka in Washington. A rally on Wall Street has the Dow Jones Industrial Average at its highest level in 5 months. Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist with Standard & Poor's, says Monday's nearly 200-point rally on the Dow was fueled mainly by a report showing more growth in the largest segment of the economy, the service sector, and that has eased investor concerns.
I think the biggest concern that investors had was that we were very close to the double-dip precipice, and now this economic report, as well as other reports that we've been seeing lately, sort of push us further away from that very sharp drop-off.
Stovall says whether the rally rolls on will depend in part on other economic data coming out soon, including Friday's readout on employment last month. The Treasury Department's latest estimate of what the government will lose from federal bailouts linked to the financial crisis is $29 billion. That's a far cry from the $350 billion once estimated by the Congressional Budget Office. The administration is working to wind down the bailout program, known as TARP for short. Two campaign watchdog groups are asking the Internal Revenue Service to investigate an alliance with ties to some top GOP strategists. NPR's Peter Overby reports the groups allege that American Crossroads is using a tax-exempt companion group to hide its donations.
Most of American Crossroads' cash now flows through its tax-exempt sidekick, Crossroads GPS, which calls itself an educational organization and so doesn't have to disclose its donors. Campaign finance activist Fred Wertheimer says Crossroads GPS is a sham.
Everyone in the world knows that this organization was created to influence the 2010 congressional races.
At American Crossroads, spokesman Jonathan Collegio dismisses the accusation.
What we're seeing is a lot of selective outrage.
American Crossroads was founded by GOP strategist Karl Rove. This week, it rolled out new ads costing $4 million. 70% of the money came from undisclosed donors through Crossroads GPS. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support.